This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new exhibit at the Portsmouth Athenaeum's Randall Gallery celebrates LGBT history on New Hampshire Seacoast. The founder of the Seacoast LGBT History Project, Tom Kaufholt, worked for 4 years to collect mementos, posters, and artwork from the community. Tom joins me now by phone to talk about this new exhibit, which opened last Friday. Tom, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
So the title of this exhibit is Seacoast LGBT History, 50 Years of Rainbow Reflections. Why focus on 50 years?
Well, this year, 2019, is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York City, which was really considered the start of the modern-day gay rights movement.
Mm-hmm. For those who may not be familiar, can you explain the significance of the Stonewall riots in the gay community?
Sure. Well, dancing between two men was illegal, and I think in some places, too, serving alcohol to gay people was illegal. So in New York City, you know, in order to keep your bar open, you kind of had to pay off the police. And so one night in June in 1969, the police came to the Stonewall Inn to kind of collect what was due and to round up people and arrest them, and the patrons fought back.
Mm-hmm. And when that happened, how did it reverberate in New Hampshire at the time?
I don't think it really did. For us, when we started looking at our history in the Seacoast, it kind of goes back to UNH, and they were trying to form a gay student organization on campus in the early 70s, I want to say around 73, and the governor was very much against that, and it ended up going all the way to the Supreme Court in New Hampshire, and the gay student organization won. And out of that, there was a group formed called Seacoast Area Gay Alliance, and out of that, a group formed called Seacoast Gay Men, which was just a social group, but that group is still meeting today. It's celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, actually.
Mm-hmm. So in the course of collecting items for the exhibit, did you learn anything about LGBT history on the Seacoast that surprised you?
Yeah. What surprised me, I think, was our connection to UNH. And there was a couple people like Wayne April in particular who worked on the gay student organization at UNH and then helped form a couple groups here right on the Seacoast, like Seacoast Gay Men. So that kind of surprised me. I didn't realize that we were so connected to the UNH story. I mean, it's great that we are.
Mm-hmm. Is there something in this exhibit that you think might surprise people about Seacoast LGBT history?
We have a great story with Sarah Louise. In the late 80s, she transitioned from Jeff to Sarah, and her insurance company was covering that. And then they decided to stop treatment for her, like right in the middle of her transition. So she sued. She got national attention for that. People, I think, would be surprised to see a transgender person being that out and visible that early in our history.
And why do you think it's important to have an exhibit like this now, in 2019?
Well, I think to honor the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, and also I think there's been great strides very recently with the whole same-gender marriage decision by the Supreme Court. Really took a lot of us by surprise that it would happen that quickly. And a lot of the attitudes have changed very quickly. And for people that have been around and been working on these political issues and gay rights for decades now, it was important that the people coming up today, the kids coming out today, know that there was a past here, that we fought for things, and that you have to be vigilant. I mean, things that we fought for can be taken away. So it's very important that we tell our story. It's very important that we preserve our story. So,
Tom Kaufholt, founder of the Seacoast LGBT History Project, thank you very much for speaking with me.
All right. You're welcome. And I hope everyone gets down to the Portsmouth Athenaeum. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 1 to 4. And on the first Fridays, we're open from 5 to 8 p.m. as part of the Art Around Town.
And the exhibit at the Randall Gallery in Portsmouth runs through July 6th.